from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're featuring a British-Italian comedy hybrid and singers doing cabaret, hip-hop, and power pop. David Wiegand and I are the power duo. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
I think my power steering broke.
Let's kick it off with a new song from the Bay Area's Lyricsborn. That ought to kick our listeners out of bed. That's Lyricsborn, and he apparently has a real love of New Orleans funk. His new album, Real People, was recorded there with a lot of guest stars.
Yep.
And I love that sound.
I do, too. Yeah. It's a really, really energetic album, and Lyricsborn is otherwise known as Tom Shimura. He went to UC Davis. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, he's always growing as an artist. It's never sort of the same thing. And he feels, like, very intense about, you know, wanting to make sure that his music evolves all the time. And this has a great beat to it.
Lyricsborn plays the Independent in San Francisco tonight. And then he's at the Casper Inn, way up the coast, just north of Mendocino, tomorrow night. I'm always amazed at the adaptability of Commedia dell'arte. I think that's how it's pronounced. This is the Italian comedy style from the 1500s, which predates us even, David.
And speak for yourself.
And One Man, Two Governors. One Man, Two Governors is a British version of the Italian a play from that period. And it was a hit in London. And
it was,
hit on Broadway. And I'm hoping this new version will be good.
I think you're right. I mean, if people don't know Commedia dell'arte, it's where people wear those funny masks with the long noses, and they aren't doing that here. What the easiest way to describe it is, it's really farce. It's really screwball comedy. And, you know, the Brits are also wonderful about farce. I mean, that's obviously something. So it's a great marriage, and it results in this wonderful play.
One Man, Two Governors opens tonight and runs through June 21st at the Berkeley Repertory Theater. Now, here's the woman Ella Fitzgerald once called the greatest white female singer in the world.
When I touch your hand, a beautiful melody of some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day?
That's Marilyn May, and she's been singing cabaret and show tunes since the 1930s.
Yeah.
That's an older album, right?
That's a very old album, yeah. It's one of her early albums. But the weird thing about it, and the great thing about it, is that, you know, some people's voices obviously age when they do, and you expect that and so forth. Her voice sounds to me as if she's, you know, I'm still watching her years ago on The Tonight Show. She did 76 appearances with Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show. And she's still working and still great sound. I'm going tonight, actually.
Marilyn May sings tonight and tomorrow night at Feinstein's at the Hotel Nikko. Just be yourself is something my dad told me when I was younger, and I used to tell my daughter.
Oh, is he the one that we have to blame then?
Yeah, he didn't know me very well. Now, there's a photo show by Lindsay Morris about gender creative kids just being themselves, and I guess thank goodness their parents said, you know, just be yourself. It's a wonderful show, very beautiful pictures of kids.
They are beautiful. They're heartbreaking. They're thrilling to look at. And I couldn't help thinking that, you know, only a few years ago, we would have had so many issues about showing these photographs, but it's really, really important to show them because, they are kids. They're kids who are being who they are.
You Are You continues at the Rayco Gallery in San Francisco through June 19th, and that's our cheap thrill. It's free. Here's some music now from an Oakland band on a new record label.
Calling, calling, invisibly, the axis cry. Sledgehammer singing, lying dogs awake from their sleep when leaning towers.
Some chamber pop from Foxtail Brigades. It's one of the bands featured on a new compilation album from the promoter Sarah Sexton at Oaktown Indie Mayhem. And she and a partner have now founded a new record label with the goal of helping bands stay in the Bay Area, instead of moving to Los Angeles. And I talked to Sexton earlier this week and asked her why a new record company is a good idea in an age when so many listeners are just streaming their music.
A lot of artists, I believe, flounder because they don't necessarily have the organization to be able to kind of put all the pieces together when a lot of artists simply want to focus on their art, on their music.
I love the fact that technology enables people to actually create their own record labels today, which is obviously really important because if you depend on the music industry, you ain't going to go far.
Well, that's right. Sarah Sexton, thank goodness, is going to find us a lot of great music. Foxtail Brigade's Whisker Man and Perhapsy play Leo's in Oakland on Thursday. It's the first of three Thursday residencies for bands on Oaktown's compilation album. And now a band whose name sounds like a witch's curse. That's kind of my favorite cut of this whole show. It's just girls group, 1980s. It brings me back. I love it. And this is XX, kind of a super group.
The thing that I love about it was that the radio station at my alma mater actually promoted their new album because they're out of Washington, D.C., and WAMU. He said this was a great album, and they were right.
XX plays the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco on Tuesday and Harlow's in Sacramento on Wednesday. And just time enough now for a personal choice, David. You go first.
My choice for the week is Asleep at the Wheel. I absolutely love them. I've always loved them. But this time, they've done an album of music by Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. I love the original. I love hearing these guys do it. They're performing at Slim's on the 17th.
Yeah, and I'll go with an odd little play, Hella Love Oakland by Robin Lynn Rodriguez. It's got more truth in it than anything I've seen in months and months about what's right and what's wrong with Oakland and about mothering and race. It's just so good. This is at the Thick House in San Francisco, part of the Playground Festival of New Works through June 13th. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/the-do-list and follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.